Okay, so we begin Sefer Shmos, Shavuot Tov to everybody. Ve'le Shmos B'nai Yisrael, the Ramban's first essay, the conjunctive Vav, linking Sefer Bereishis and Shmos, and the Ramban, you know, means that in many different levels, but the primary one is Ma'aseh Avosim on the Banim. So Sefer Bereishis refers to as Sefer Hayetzira, not just the book of creation, but also the book of paradigms, and then all of the implications of those paradigms will take place, in the succeeding generation. So Sefer Shmos is connected with the Vav HaChibur for that reason to Sefer Bereishis, Ve'eleh Shmos B'nei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayim. So just to work off the Ramban's idea, one of the motifs that we see in Sefer Bereishis is Yosef's personality and his character, especially his integrity, and the clash, as it were, between Yosef and various mitzrim, especially the Sar HaMashkim, lo zachar Sar HaMashkim es Yosef v'yishkachayu. Then Yosef, you know, comes into a position to have a national cultural influence over the Egyptians, especially in the Parshas Vayigash, Vayomru hachisanu nimsachein be'enei Adoni v'ayinu avadim lefaro. The sense that Yosef has brought an element of rachamim to Egypt, an element of integrity, you know, vayave Yosef es kol hakesef beisa faro. This is now part of the Egyptian cultural milieu. So for Shibud Mitzrayim to take place, it's necessary, it's an absolutely necessary condition to have Ayakom Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yada as Yosef, whether it's the Gemara in Sota, Shen Ischad Shuk Gzerosav, or it's a Chadash Mamish, Targum Unkles to lo Mekayim Gzeros Yosef. But what it's really about, asher lo yada as Yosef, is an iteration of the, you know, what we saw in Sefer Bereishis, the Sefer Yetzira, of an ingrade of lo zachar sar mashkim bis Yosef v'yishkachayu. So rather than taking Yosef's contributions, which weren't only economic and national security, but were also cultural and moral and ethical, it had to do with a certain degree of rachmanis, right? He could have enslaved the people, but as the Ramban speaks about in Vayigash, he didn't. And instead of taking, 80% for Paro, he took 20%. For Paro. So instead of, you know, allowing that to become the cultural milieu, the cultural DNA, what we have is a completely different, model, Asher lo yada es Yosef. And that model is not predicated, of course, on humanity, and integrity, and gratitude, and certain fundamental values. But it's, basically a state of nature, kind of an orientation. Kill or be killed. Pen yerbev, ayaki sikrena milchama, v'nosaf kamhu al sonenu, v'nilcham banu, v'ala min haaretz. It's a different kind of thinking. It's thinking not so much in terms of principles balanced with interest, but it's thinking very much in terms of fear-mongering. It's thinking very much in terms of projecting these, the sense of dread or panic into the populace. And of course, that's always a tool of every demagogue, is you sow fear and panic and you get people to do things that otherwise would be unthinkable. In this case, the culmination of that is Kol HaBen HaYiloda Yoratashichu V'Kol HaBas Techayun, the breakdown of any morality in society, of the murder, mass murder of innocent infants, is only possible when people have been convinced that, it's either their children or these children, so better to get them now, right? And that's, to get to that point, the necessary condition is Asher lo yada es Yosef. But here again, we have to go back to the Ramban, because the Ramban says, this wasn't the kind of thing that you could do overnight. The pshat in Hava Nischak Malo is that it would be nechshav as a terrible begida, says the Ramban, against these people who, were invited down as guests of the state by the Melech Harishon, as he puts it, and also, they're blameless in an objective sense. And for those people to then, be the subjects of mass enslavement and murder is an unthinkable proposition. It's something that, literally one can't imagine taking place. And so it can only take place, over time, as the Ramban says, Hutra HaRitsua. So first it needed to be done very surreptitiously, Havan Ischak Malo, and with the Mialdos, and even then, they couldn't have their fingerprints on it as a state, so it was never, it was just state-sanctioned violence, but not state-organized violence. Kol HaBen HaYiloda Yoratashichu was kind of a vigilante system, right? The state can't be involved, but maybe somebody else, can do the dirty work for us. That kind of an orientation was necessary, Because, you know, the culture had been impacted to a certain degree, I would say, by Yosef and Yosef's values. So the Melech, very conspicuously, Asher lo yadas Yosef, but the populace was still culturally, you know, rooted in a certain mentality, with a certain degree of integrity, civility, humanity, and all of that needed to be lost. And as Ramban says, it couldn't be lost instantaneously, it needed to be lost, you know, over time. So just to summarize and distill, Ve'ela Shmos Bnei Yisrael Baim Mitzrayim, we've already seen the hints of this in Sefer Bereishis, in the Sefer HaYetzira, right? The Sahar Mashkim, you know, for him to simply move on and thinking only in terms of his own personal interest, Velo Zachar Sahar Mashkim as Yosef, Ve'yishkachayu. Then Yosef is obviously Yotzei Al Eretz Mitzrayim. He has an enormous impact, say, on the culture of Egypt, on, you know, how Egypt is going to function as a society, and all of that has to be unlearned for Shibud Mitzrayim to take place, but that's still a process. It can't happen overnight because of the cultural contributions of Yosef, and so, you know, Havan is Chakmalo, there has to be a much more insidious process of unlearning the cultural contributions of Yosef to Mitzrayim.